Director of Audits, a follow-up report on the countywide audit, and number 11 is a new audit that they did on the new strategies that are needed for to revitalize the War Memorial Center and fulfill its dual mission to honor veterans and promote the arts. The second item, they're asking that we at least receive and place on file to confirm that you're agreeing with their assessments.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. I'm struggling to not use sick leave today, so bear with me. The first item is indeed something you had requested with regard to the status of outstanding audit issues from the countywide audits. I think you'll notice there's been a fairly favorable trend in the number of findings in both the single audit and in the internal control recommendations report. Again, these are not material issues. They're just issues management needs to tend to, and the trend line is positive. We'll continue to monitor this for you each year that we have the countywide audit report before you. Is there any questions on item 10?
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Hare, with respect to from 1 year to the next year, is management aware? Is management, when say, see the first audit, kind of just ignore the first audit so that second year when the reoccurring changes, when the reoccurring problems resurface? I'm trying to understand how this is, how this happens.
Mr. Chairman, each year we require that management respond to these recommendations. So sometimes the reason for not being able to address the condition changes, sometimes the condition itself is slightly different, but each year they do follow up, and we basically have the outside auditor sign off that the response addresses the recommendation. With many of the longstanding internal control issues, it is clearly a matter of priority and resources. It's not a matter of material impact on the bottom line, so we repeat them, but they're not substantive.
And again, resources might mean that there could be more positions to do what needs to be done
exactly
internally as far as quality assurance
yes
within those departments
absolutely
concern.
Yes,
every year we go through this
indeed,
but our budgets shrink and we we can only do so much, unfortunately. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? Any further questions? No. For
That was 10, yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the audit of the Mohawk County War Memorial Center, I think, for the first time puts together a lot of information about a pretty significant asset for the Mohawk County citizenry. We talk about the history of the War Memorial Center dating back to 1945 and the dual purpose of honoring the dead by serving the living. And we provide for you an assessment of a number of aspects of their revenue, including the parking. We break out for you the public support that you provide each year as a part of the annual budget. And we go through and identify some of the background that brings us to the point that we need to address today. And that point that we need to address today is a $5.3 million of deferred maintenance for a facility that houses over $750,000 worth of art and provides services to those who have served our country. Our bottom line, to just jump right to the nut of this, is that what we've been doing doesn't work. We need new strategies to sustain the War Memorial's original mission. We need a funding stream to maintain the asset. And we need a commitment from both the War Memorial and the Mohawk Art Museum to work together to develop a funding stream that does not include Milwaukee County. I think what we're asking you to do with the approval of this, with receiving and placing this on file, is affirming the notion that the county will not be able in the near term to fund the $5.3 million worth of deferred maintenance, and to recognize that these two missions can exist compatibly, peacefully, and productively. You'll note in the response that the two executive directors have, in writing, affirmed the need to do something different, to create a new vision for how to preserve this asset for the citizens. It's our belief that they should move forward, as we've recommended in the report, with their specific boards of directors and develop a vision to help sustain the asset that does not involve county support. The two executive directors have committed to that. What this report asks them to do is go back to their boards, give us a specific plan, a specific timetable, and some specific details about how we're going to address the deferred maintenance there. There's a lot in this report, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have, but that is the bottom line. Something needs to change, and you need to give it that push. Thank you.
Supervisor Josie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I first want to compliment Mr. Hare. I think this is just a great audit. And I've read a number of his audits, but this one really, it's a very complicated situation with the umbrella board over other boards, if you will. And I think he did a terrific job of setting that out in addition to setting out the problems that he described. I want to apologize. I have a substitute amendment. Supervisor Bruin and I had started to talk about it a little bit, and then with these 12-hour days that I know you've all been putting in, it's been very difficult to try to get folks to talk about it. But if I could provide the document as a substitute amendment to the one you have before you and ask you to take separate action, I'd appreciate being able to discuss this just briefly. And if the committee feels that this is just too premature to look at this at this time, a layover would be appropriate. I think the one thing that I think is missing with the letter that you have attached to the audit, if you look at the Exhibit 3 at the back, which sets out the response from Mr. Drent and Mr. Keegan, and by the way, they're both here and have been waiting patiently, is it misses the other boards. You have the Marcus Center, you have the Villa Terrace, and you have the Charles Ellis. And all I'm going to ask that we do to change, not really change any of the recommendations, I fully agree with what Mr. Hare said, but that before we take action on this, we send this audit back to the respective boards and ask them to really work collaboratively and creatively to respond to the recommendations to us as a board so that we can then really, with their input, then address the structure perhaps and also the funding issues. This is more complicated than just having those two boards talk to each other and get back to us. So I've tried to put a resolution in place that really calls on those boards to review the recommendations of the audit, to work collaboratively if possible. In some cases, perhaps there's going to be a different approach. And I would love to have the ability to speak with each one of you. I this has just been such a terrible time to do this, if you will, and I know you've all been working very hard. So that we can really get feedback from the boards themselves on the recommendation of the audit, and then us formally perhaps doing a more involved recommendation ourselves in form of a resolution. This is something that I think we really need to sit down and address. It's been festering for a long time. And the audit is a great starting point. I think the audit makes some terrific recommendations. But I really think we should give the other boards an opportunity to respond before we start to respond. And that's what I'm trying to do here.
Mr. Hare.
Mr. Chairman, the situation at the War Memorial Center did not develop overnight. We didn't expect it to be resolved overnight. What we were hoping to come out of this audit is that first step. I think what Supervisor Jurczyk has proposed is a first step. We did not get into as much of the issues with the affiliated organizations because, to us, the more significant impact would be through the War Memorial and Milwaukee Art Museum. However, I cannot discount the relationship that all those entities have with each other. So I think the alternative resolution that you have before you is worthy of your consideration. I think it may also be worthy of taking another month to get your hands around it. And if you can do anything, speak with one voice in terms of what you expect to come out of those reports from either the two boards or all the boards affiliated with the War Memorial Center. The resolution that you have before you from us is simply an implementation resolution, which you could certainly set aside without any objection from staff or audit.
Mr. Chairman, I have not seen the resolution. Two.
The substitute? Oh. I haven't seen it either.
I'm not going to vote for a substitute. I think that if you look at something right now, we have the two individuals who's here. I have met with them. They are working on a plan themselves and taking account of our audit.
what they are looking for, not leadership, they are trying to make this work. And some things that we shouldn't, here we go again, we're micromanaging. I mean, I'm not talking about that, I'm just saying that we need to let them decide how they're going to progress with it. I think this audit that they have a lot of concerns with it, but it opens their eyes. And all the organizations within it, especially the veterans, are saying, how can they come to the table now? So, have not read this. I don't know what's in here. And remember yesterday you talked about communication? All right. I just want to make sure I'm coming back with that same thing. we need to let them... I can't speak for them. I can speak for the board as vice chair. Let us do our job. Let us use your roadmap and see where we can go from there. And that's, I think, what we're looking for. You gave us, Mr. Hare gave us some ideas. Also, when he talked about other entities who should step up to the plate, particularly about the maintenance of that building, I think they have a plan. They have a committee already working on that because of this audit. I'm confused. I cannot say anything what I have not seen yet. But Mr. Hare and I think with the board at, who I forgot who asked for the audit, who came out with the audit, because some of the board members of the War Memorial, particularly the president, was concerned about how you're trying to flip it to another entity, and that's not true. And then the other entity was wondering where their place, and the funders are saying, what are they trying to say? If we keep muddling the waters, I think we can have a little concern that we caused some action. I have not looked at this, but I do the pledge of the committee. I have some concerns.
Mr. Chairman, could I respond?
Sure.
I hear what Supervisor Mayo is saying. I just want to point out there are more boards involved here than just the War Memorial Board, Milwaukee Art Museum Board. I know that they've got a solution that they've been working on, and I look forward to seeing it. That is not my intent at all. I just think it would be very, very useful before we take action that they have an opportunity as boards to respond. I think it's being respectful to the organization of those boards, and this is a very complicated setup. There's nothing else like it in the county. And I am not trying to get in the way of that, believe me. I want them to collaboratively work on something. I think if we let all of the boards respond and work, we'll actually end up with a better product. That's all I'm trying to do. I know it's late. I've been trying to get this out. Unfortunately, I sat down last night and finished it. So back at you on the communications. I hear you on that. It's really tough when you got all this stuff going on.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
All right. There's two things. Since I want to sit down to make sure that we have all the kind of communications we need with here, I'm asking for a layover of presenting Mr. Hare's results. But I want to inform Ms. Chairman, I would like to inform you and the committee and also the supervisor. Because of the last three incidents, of the last three budgets that one particular supervisor kept saying, let's cut the funding of the art institutions, particularly the other three. They also have went to another level of saying, how can they be self-sufficient? The Market Center for the Performing Arts looking at how to do some funding. The Charles Allen and Phil Terrace is trying to get their nonprofit together. So people are working on these entities because of some supervisors kept saying, let's cut their funding, and they understand that Milwaukee County is not there. But I'm just coughing.
Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple different things. First of all, the resolution that, first of all, on the audit, this is another example to me out of many, many over the years why I have so much support and faith in the audit department. You personally, as well as your staff, it is real. This function is vital, and it's a vital function for the board of directors who have to independently look at the the Department of Administration, as well as all the agencies and entities we contract with. And I think, and it's one more example of how audits frequently in the county's history have been the instigator to finally get entities to actually commit to meeting together and actually changing. They're not always the first signal that something's happened, but they've always, a lot of times they've been what the final thing that the final push to get people to make change. So I really appreciate that. My concern with the resolution, it's the standard boilerplate resolution, and in this case, I think the issues here are so serious that I'd want an enhanced resolution, enhanced follow-up on your audit recommendations. I don't disagree at all with any of your audit recommendations. And I note that the audit recommendations specifically talk about the War Memorial Corporation, Mr. Drent, and the Art Museum sitting down, and that they are the primary two entities that are affected by the issues in the audit. I totally agree with that. So I came into this meeting, and Supervisor Jerzyk and I talked briefly yesterday, that I would want an enhanced and more assertive follow-up with reports back to this board, both to Parks and to Finance, on the audit recommendations. But when Supervisor Jerzyk brought up the issue of whether or not the other members should be part of follow-up, I thought that made a lot of sense. And, in fact, I sit on the board of the Performing Arts Center. I talked to Paul Matthews yesterday. He feels, and I have permission to speak for him, he feels that while the primary issue with some of the audit is between the relationship between the Art Museum and the War Memorial Center Board and how those and some of the things that need to be worked out there, it would be helpful to have the other partners at least have an opportunity to be part of that discussion and to be, they have, I've heard a rumor going around that some of those partners want to leave the corporation. That's not true. The Performing Arts Center would like to become more financially self-sufficient so they don't require, they're not so dependent on county tax levy funding, but they are absolutely committed to being part of the War Memorial Corporation. And in fact, he reminded me that all the incorporation of the Performing Arts Center is as a war, the Performing Arts Center is a war memorial. And so in that recognition, we talked about how it was important to have other input. So I do, so, you know, one option is a layover. Another option is to adopt the resolution with a further requirement that a report come back, that the audit is sent to the different boards with a follow-up report. So, you know, that's obviously amending the resolution. So that's an option if we want to have follow-up where we're adopting this today. But I also could be fine with the layover to supervisor. So in either way, we need to get more follow-up, and that would be the goal I would have.
Okay. Well, the motion before us is layover. Supervisor Neal.
I prefer the layover because once we look at the resolution and we talk to Mr. Hare and talk to other entities to make sure that we combine everything together, then we can have a win-win situation.
That sounds good to me.
Thank you. On the layover, Madam Clerk.
There are two other individuals here. I don't know if they wanted to speak.
I don't have cards for anyone to speak on this item.
Okay, we're good.
On the layover.
Supervisors De Bruin.
Aye.
Mayor.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve the layover, 6-0.
Okay, next item.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item, Madam Clerk.